Great inventions are still being patented. Last week, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issued patent number 6368227. It was awarded for, quote, a method of swinging on a swing in which a user suspended from a horizontal tree branch induces side-to-side motion by pulling alternately on one chain and then the other. I am not making this up. Yes, it's a real patent for how to swing on a tree swing. Critics of the patent office passed this dubious patent across the internet as certain proof that the agency has gotten sloppy. These critics concede that kids on the playground don't really have to worry about patent infringement, but they warn that bad patents are blocking innovation and they're demanding a patent overhaul. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
A patent is supposed to be a reward for industrious inventors who stay up all night and make the better mousetrap. But people like Stanford Law Professor Lawrence Lessig say patents are doing the opposite of what they're supposed to do.
There's no doubt that the patent system imposes a huge cost on innovation. The only question is whether it also creates a sufficient incentive or benefit to outweigh that harm.
Lessig and others say a series of high-profile patent suits threatens to lock up technologies essential to the World Wide Web. British Telecom helped get the ball rolling. The company said it has long had a patent for one of the most fundamental technologies behind the web, a patent for hyperlinks, which allow users to jump quickly from one page to another with a single mouse click. British Telecom said it would begin to defend that patent by suing one internet service provider, Prodigy. Attorney Charles Sella has made it his business to debunk questionable patents.
Almost every company that has a website has links. Prodigy was just an attractive target because they were financed well enough to offer the prospect of getting some damages, but probably not a big enough or strong enough player to put up as strong a fight as if they had sued, for example, AOL.
The British Telecom suit has been followed by others. Amazon.com insisted it owned the idea of buying books with one mouse click instead of two. A search engine called Overture says it came up with the idea of ranking search results according to how much an advertiser has paid. Overture says a rival named Google can't use that idea and filed suit earlier this month. Stanford's Lawrence Lessig says all this legal activity amounts to intimidation.
They pass these patents through the system, these monopolies get out there in the market, and they become, you know, tools of mafia players who want to come around and say, you're going to have to pay us off before we allow you to go forward with your business.
But not everyone is convinced that the sky is falling on innovators. Greg Haharonian distributes the Internet Patent News Service. He says he's heard these complaints before, but sees no evidence that innovation is suffering. Haharonian points to a famous mathematical process that AT&T developed more than a decade ago. It held great promise, but the company never profited from it.
AT&T got a patent on it, and at the time there was an uproar. How can you patent a mathematical technique? You know, that's part of nature, blah, blah, blah. AT&T even formed a company to build a supercomputer that was specially designed just to execute this algorithm. But in the end, the company went out of business.
The Patent and Trademark Office continues to defend the patent system, saying it's worked for over two centuries and will work for two more. But the agency is under new leadership. And spokesperson Bridget Quinn says the office is preparing for change.
Jim Rogan, USPTO's director and the Bush administration's point person on intellectual property policy, recognizes that to be effective, the agency is going to have to change the way it does business.
Rogan has started a complete review of how the agency works, but the agency's critics say much more is needed. They say there needs to be a fundamental overhaul of the rules for issuing patents. They say that means Congress needs to review the scope and purpose of the nation's intellectual property laws. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.